Lord Ramachandra then entered Ayodhya in the midst of a great festival. He was greeted on the road by the princely order, who showered his body with beautiful fragrant flowers, while great personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods glorified the activities of Lord Ram in great jubilation. The family priest of Vasistha had Lord Ramachandra cleanly shaved, freeing him from his matted locks of hair. After bathing, Ram at last again dressed in royal style and was decorated with a garland and ornaments. The three queen mothers similarly adorned Sita, and the wives of the monkeys were similarly dressed and ornamented. Next, at Shatrughna's command, Sumantra came before Ram with a lavishly decorated chariot. Ram graciously mounted it, and Bharata took up the reins while Shatrughna held the royal white umbrella. On either side of Ram stood Lakshman and Vibhishan, waving a fan and chamara whisk, while from the sky, demigods and celestial rishis glorified Ram with carefully chosen words. And as Ram proceeded towards Ayodhya, a huge procession followed him, as all the monkeys, appearing in human form, rode upon elephants. Thereafter, when Ram entered his capital, he saw how all the citizens had come out of their houses, lining the streets just to welcome him. Men and women, children and the elderly all gazed upon Ram as though they were getting back their very lost lives, while waving their upper cloths and jumping with excitement, the people shouted out, "Oh, our beloved prince has finally returned! All glories to Lord Ram, the maintainer of his devotees!" Amidst the playing of musicians and the chanting of Vedic hymns, Ram glanced lovingly over his subjects. Ram greeted his ministers and described to them his political alliances with the monkeys and the Vibhishan. Thus, Ram came to his father's palace. Next, Ram ordered that his own palace be given for Sugriva's use. Bharata then took the Monkey King by the hand and led him there. At Bharata's request, Jambavan, Hanuman, Gavaya, and Rishabha brought water from the four seas, while 500 powerful monkeys brought water from 500 sacred rivers. The vessels of water were then placed before Vasistha, and thereafter the Rishi seated Ram and Sita upon a throne made of valuable jewels. Assisted by Rishis such as Vamadeva, Jabali, Kashyapa, Katyayana, Suyagya, Gautama, and Vijay, Vasistha performed the bathing ceremony with the first ablutions performed by Brahmanas. Next, Ram was bathed by a virgin girl, followed by his minister and the leading warriors and Vaishyas, one after another. And after the final bathing, Vasistha ordered the four Lokapalas and other chief demigods, witnessing the coronation from the sky, to sprinkle Ram with herbs. Then, as Ram sat upon a golden throne bedecked with valuable gems, Vasistha placed the royal crown upon his head and decorated Ram's body with golden ornaments. This crown, formerly worn by all the kings in the Ikshvaku dynasty, was made by Lord Brahma himself, especially for the coronation of Vaivasvata Manu. At Lord Indra's prompting, Vayudev placed a garland made from 100 golden lotus flowers around Ram's neck and presented him with a celestial necklace of pearls and gems. Shatrughna held the royal umbrella over Ram's head as Sugriva and Vibhishan fanned him from both sides. Thereafter, as Gandharva sang and Apsaras danced in ecstasy, Ram gave in charity 100,000 cows, 300 million gold coins, and all varieties of precious jewels to the brahmanas. Ram presented Sugriva with a celestial necklace, and he gave Angada a pair of bracelets adorned with diamonds and precious stones. Ram presented Sita a necklace previously given to him by Vayudeva, along with many lavishly decorated dresses. Sita desired to present Hanuman with a gift as a token of her appreciation for all that Hanuman had done for her. With this in mind, Sita unclasped the necklace Ram had given her and looked towards Ram questioningly. Understanding her intention, Ram requested Sita to present the necklace to Hanuman. Thus, Sita happily placed it around Hanuman's neck. And thereafter, all the monkey chiefs were given valuable clothing and ornaments. In this way, Ram's coronation came to a successful conclusion. Completely satisfied at heart, the monkeys then returned to their respective kingdoms, while the Vibhishan returned to Lanka. When everyone had taken leave, Ram said to Lakshman, "My dear brother, now that I have been installed upon the throne, I wish for you to be installed as my heir apparent." But despite being urged repeatedly in this way, Lakshman only remained silent, for he refused to accept the proposal. Ram could well understand the mind of Lakshman. Thus, he finally conferred the honor upon his brother, Bharat.